Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. And yes, back live in the station. I was gone last week. Sean was gone last week, but we are here today. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
I know. It's okay. Good morning to you. It's kind of weird. It's almost, this last 2 weeks have gone by so quickly.
They did.
I almost didn't even realize that I wasn't here last weekend.
You know what's funny is I kind of did that last night. I was like, do I work tomorrow? Was it last week I wasn't there?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I guess we were due for a weekend like that. Whatever you did, whatever I did. Well, I went to Vegas. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But before we go any farther, first of all, I mean, this is so sad. Did you hear about the house fire that a woman passed away, I guess, trying to rescue her animals?
I did.
And it was on the news. It was in the paper. It didn't quite click in my brain because I just don't think along those gloom and doom terms.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's going to happen to any of my friends is how I look at life. But Jane and Nikki Engel, longtime listener of Traveling with Françoise, she would send me the most encouraging emails and Facebook posts. We had the same birthday.
Oh, yeah.
She posted, she won a lot of prizes. You've talked to her on the air.
Yes, I have.
And she was the one that passed away in that fire. And that is so
sad.
I mean, I couldn't. And even now, because she loved Facebook. And she loved radio. She listened to a lot of radio stations. A lot of people here. I know Marshall Gilbert, he posted something. A lot of the other radio people. But she was just a really all-around great person. And so, so sad. Our condolences go out to her family. And I'm really going to miss Nikki.
Right.
Because she was just a real sweetheart. And she would send the nicest emails. And she always listened to the shows and said stuff. Oh, and follow my travels. And, you know, just tragic when you hear stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really sad.
Yeah. And I understand going to try to save your pets and stuff, but I don't even know what to say. Because if I had a pet, I'm sure I'd probably try to save it as well.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to use common sense.
Right.
And I guess she didn't. She was, I don't really know the whole story. But anyway, very, very sad. We will miss Nikki. She liked to be called Nikki. So we will miss Nikki. All right. So from that, we'll backtrack just a little bit. And last weekend, I went to Las Vegas to celebrate my birthday this month. It was on July 14th. My birthday month, which is over now, officially over. And good friend John Izaguirre, I stayed at his house with Pee-wee and Peppy. They were my entertainment committee. Those two little guys were all over the place. They were so cute. But John and I had such a great time. I can't thank him enough. And he had the whole table spread with cookies and cupcakes and cake, a beautiful cake. I posted some pictures on Facebook. Candies galore. I think I gained 20 pounds in the last week. But it was so, we had a ball. And every night we'd go, I was there a couple nights. We'd go into town because he lives in a regular community. I didn't stay at a hotel. I stayed at his house. We went downtown on the strip one night and saw Love, which was very, very good. We had front row seats, so that's. And even both, we were laughing about that because the front row seats, the smoke's coming in our face and they cover you up with all this stuff. But it's you need to be up probably about 10 rows to get a view of the whole stage. But it was incredible how precise all those performers are. When you see them at stage level and you see all the things popping up in the stage and where they have to hook items from the acrobats coming down, it was incredible. We had a great time. And then we had a slot machine tournament. Not tournament, marathon, both nights. We started out with $20, and John at the end, I think he was up $140 by the end of our couple night marathon. And we would play, let's say, about $10 on a machine. If we didn't win, we'd go to another one.
Right.
And we must have played, I don't know, 30 different or more kinds of slot machines between 2 days. And we ended up with our two favorites. Our two favorites were Heidi, which I've never seen here.
Yeah, I never even heard of that.
And Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
The Game of Thrones, I have to say, because I just started watching it this season. And I think I'm kind of already hooked on it.
My wife loves it.
Yeah, and it's so brutal. There's so much killing and everything going. I don't know what it is about that darn show. But those were our two favorite machines. But we had so much fun. So, John, if you have a chance and you're listening right now, and hi, Pepe and Pee-wee, because he likes to listen to the show. He listens on our app on his phone. And the kids are listening. Thank you so much. I had such a blast at your house last weekend celebrating my birthday. You made it even more special. So we did that, and then last night I went to Valley Harvey, who used to be, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, you remember Valley was working with me for probably 6 or 7 years. We started out over at the old station where I used to be at 920, then moved over here to Money Radio. Right. And then Sean, Valley retired, and I went and had dinner with her, and she's very happy, and she's putzing around doing all these things. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I told her how much I enjoy working with you, Sean. And
does she remember me? I've met her before, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, because she was thinking, and she said, I think I do remember. She remembered you over at the other station.
Uh-huh.
The other one. That's
yeah, she used to come in and party with us when we were in there at night.
Yeah.
Well, because she was doing, you know, she was doing a lot of stuff, like reporting and stuff at that time.
Right.
So she would be writing stuff, and we were barbecuing, so she would come hang out with us and take a break every now and then.
Yeah. So it's a small world. I mean, the Valley is, as big as it is, it's small, too.
Yeah.
You meet people from all over. So Valley says hello to everyone out there. So that was a lot of fun for her to catch up. For me to tell her about all the things I'm doing, which she keeps track. She sees all the stuff. And she said, I don't know how you do it, Francoise. But anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Today's show, it's presented by McDonald's. The Sriracha sauce is back. So definitely I want to take advantage of that. Oh, wait. Actually, no. Today's show is... Let me back up. I'm getting way ahead of myself. I thought about that because we taped the commercials for next week before we start.
Oh.
Today's show is actually presented by Coachella Valley Volkswagen. That ends out this week.
Okay.
Now, Coachella Valley Volkswagen is offering, and this is how simple this is. If you call them and you say, traveling with Francoise in the service department, ask for George because George knows me the best over there, you will get a free oil change.
Okay.
It's that simple.
That is simple. So you don't have to have a Volvo or nothing? You just... Any car?
Any car. I don't think, because Armin was a little vague, but I'm pretty sure, because they normally would not do trucks and vans.
Right.
Real big vehicles.
Right.
But any maker model car, take it in there.
Cool.
And that's, so call them up, and they have, and of course, you know, this is, they want you to get in there and just at least see what they have to offer.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting for the oil change. You're probably going to wander around.
Yeah. You don't want to just sit there.
But nobody's going to try to sell you anything, but they have a lot of new cars, lots of new ones, pre-owned cars. So go on over there and just say, I want the free oil change to traveling with Francoise. Take advantage of this. Please do so. And I'm going to say it's all for the month of August. But they might just say you might be able to make your appointment for next month.
There you go.
I don't know yet because, Armin, like I said, the general manager, he just says, Francoise, just do that. Go ahead. Okay, Armin. It would be nice if I had a little bit more of guidelines, but he said, no, just go ahead. Offer it out there. So remember, Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. You need a free oil change. Call them up. Ask for George in the service department and say, hey, George, Francoise is saying if we mention traveling with Francoise, we get a free oil change. When can I come in and take advantage of it, please?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's a good thing. So today's show is presented by Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Let's see. Oh, behind the scenes of the Pageant of the Masters is out. New traveling with Francoise. This is really quick.
Is it already?
Turnover, yeah.
That's cool.
We turned this one over quick because the pageant ends at the end of August, August 31st. So I wanted to get it out there so people could see it. And hopefully, even though most of the nights are sold out, you're not going to get a large group in there. If you do, you're all going to be spread out. I mean, I'm sure they have random seats in different spots.
Yeah.
They always do. Yeah, they always do. But so anyway, that is out and it is playing. It is on Fox 11 at noon on Thursdays. And 5:30 a.m. on Friday. So I also did, I glanced at my phone. I'm updating my Apple app right now. So someone sent me a text. I didn't get a chance to read it because, of course, now my phone has locked itself out of the living there. So don't bother calling me because it's not going to work. I see the little Apple in the little bar. So let's see. That's happening. Yesterday I was in KESQ. I was on KESQ. We talked about Yosemite National Park, that it's open. I want to remind all of you today, I don't even know how the shows are going to go today. I'm sure Chris Spellman will be joining us from Comic-Con Palm Springs. He's all excited. That is drawing near. It's this month, in fact, August 25th, 26th, 27th. So we'll find out what's going on there. We have some interviews in the next show. I do have Jazz in the Pines tickets to give away. Yes, and they're good for either Saturday or Sunday. I have Comic-Con passes to give away. There's also more that I want to tell you about. You know, I have a minute to tell you this story before we go to break. Last night when I came home from Valley, I was in the garage and I always back my car in. It's just something that I do. And I get out. I see something fly across the front of the car, my Atlas, my new Atlas, which I love, by the way. So I'm thinking, oh, was that a water bug? And I had to get some stuff out of the back seat. So I closed the front door and I opened the back passenger door behind me. So then I go to see, and sure enough, it's a water bug that must be 5 inches long.
Right.
But not really. It was only about an inch and a half. But it looked 5 inches in my mind. I thought, all right, I'm going to get this guy out of the garage. So I take a broom, and the back door of the car is still open. So I start trying to swat this bug, and I'm holding my phone. I'm holding all this stuff. And this bug, I've never seen a water bug fly.
Right. It's strange when you see them fly.
And they are quick.
Yeah.
Quick. So this guy starts flying all over the place. And he gets near the open door of the car. And I'm thinking, oh, don't, because I wouldn't be able to drive the car if I knew that bug was
right.
walking around.
Until you know it's out of there.
In the car. I have to say, I said a quick prayer. Please, Lord, don't let him go into the car. Because I'll probably get in an accident after that. Luckily, the bug wasn't smart enough to go into the car. He flew to the other end. I never got him out of the garage. The moral of the story was, close your doors, because you never know what's going to come in. All I could think about after that was this, and then he crawled up under something in no closet. I don't know where he went. He's probably thinking, that lady is crazy. But can you imagine if that water bug would have gotten a car?
I'm telling you, you would drive the car, and your brain would tell you something's crawling on your leg.
Yes.
Totally.
Or he would fly in front of me. Right in the middle of everything, he would just decide to fly across and land on my hand while I'm on the steering wheel.
No.
Okay. And, oh, boy, I hate to go to break yet. I still have one more thing I want to talk. I still have several more things I want to talk about. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we have some announcements. We'll start with that. Who knows? Maybe I'll give some Jazz in the Pines tickets away. That number will be, if I do that, 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We're also streaming live, and the show is podcast. You can go to my website, TravelingWithFrancoise.com, and pick up any of the past shows that you missed. You can also watch television, Traveling with Francoise on TV. All the episodes are up except for the one that's airing right now, The Pageant of the Masters. And there's a big television right in the homepage. I changed things because people said they couldn't find the page. I did. How about looking at the toolbar? I don't know. But I think when people use their phone, it's so condensed on the phone.
Yeah, it's harder to find things on the phone.
It's harder to find things on your phone. It's harder for people to read emails and do a good job. If you're doing business on your phone only and not using a regular computer where you can see the whole thing,
yeah.
I get it all the time. People miss emails. They don't read the whole email I don't know.
Yeah, or it files it differently for some reason.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good practice. Well, all right, speaking of emails, here is an email that I received from John Duchette. He said, oh, because he won tickets. What did he win to? Tickets to the tram. On the website, because I have the contest page on the website, which today I'll get a whole new, I'll send in a bunch of new contests to post. It says, oh, I am so excited. Thank you, Francoise. This is amazing. My daughter, Courtney, is really going to flip. I can't wait. Just love your segment and always watch you. And know I have always been, and you know, I have always been a fan of yours. We have never been on the tram. Been here since 1993, moving from Los Angeles. Francoise, just can't thank you enough. And yes, we will bring a sweater. I told him to take a sweater because it's 30 degrees cooler up there. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much. Sincerely, John Duchette. So, John, you're more than welcome. I'm so excited when someone has never been on the tram and we send them up there. And then something else that happened. You know how when you own a home, you have a home, you kind of, there's some things you don't fix. I'm trying to say this. Or someone told you it's such a major job, don't want to do it. And you think, okay, I'll just live with it. We've had two sliders in the kitchen. When I moved in 17 years ago, I completely gutted and remodeled the house.
Uh-huh.
And added a slider, took it out of an atrium, and added it in the kitchen. Because it really made no sense in the atrium. The slider went into a bedroom.
Right.
None of it made sense. So I moved the slider into the kitchen. There was another slider there already on the side. So anyway, this one slider has always had kind of air gaps coming through.
Oh, right.
And we've talked about taking it out and replacing it. It's such a big deal. In Palm Desert, you have to get permits. And sliders are really expensive. It was $3,000 for two new big sliders, patio sliders. The other one seemed to roll really hard, and I thought the frame was bent. So we just kind of didn't do anything, completely ignored it.
Right.
Figuring, well, one of these days we'll do it. So Jack saw this ad in the paper. What page was it on? It was just on the coupon page, and it's Mike's Slider Repair. So he says, why don't you call him and see what you... And I'm going, oh, gosh, this guy's going to tell us we have to replace the slider. Anyway, so I called him, talked to Mike. So Mike came over on Friday afternoon. $170 later was all it took, though, to fix both of these sliders.
That's awesome.
That all the contractors were bidding on... $3,000 and up to change.
Right.
To pull
to take
them
out, yeah.
Replace them. Mike put new rollers on the one slider that I thought the track was bent.
Right.
Opens and closes so easily. The other slider that had all the air problems, mm-hmm. that the gaps that when we had, especially coming from the south towards San Diego area, Mexico. I don't know my directions. The wind would almost be coming through the side there.
Right, right.
And you couldn't really see the gap, but I could feel it and hear it. It would come through. It would make
a noise.
I'm
sure you could see sand.
and sand all over. I mean, I could hear it. All he had to do was push the stationary glass back against the wall. There was a hole already in the frame for a screw that was never put in.
Ah.
He did that. Then he also cleaned the tracks from where he said, wow, your tracks are filthy. And I vacuum them, but I would also spray.
So much gets in there. Yeah,
yeah, WD-40 yeah. And stuff in there. Because I was that's all he did. And he adjusts the rollers on that one. It's as tight as the drum.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. Yeah, so I want to thank Mike Slider Repair. Here, you call him. If you have sliders, he has sliding door roller and track replacements, heavy-duty screen roller replacements. They just do sliding doors. They do in the bedrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's
what I need. I got five of them.
Yeah, and it was so simple. And I like the fact that he comes in, he gets the job done. There's not a 20 minutes of yakking
about
stuff that I really don't have time to yak about. And he just... He and his partner there, they did a great job. So if you need your sliders fixed, and a very fair price, very, very... I mean, I was eager to say, here. I think we said yes within 2 seconds after he told us what needed to be done.
Before he gave you the change?
Yeah. I mean, because we were both so shocked that this was all 17 years, Sean.
Wow.
We waited to do something. And all it took was Mike Slider Repair. His number, just so you know. And this is not a paid advertisement. I'm just doing it because I'm
a happy customer.
I'm a happy customer. 760-464-4511. That's 760-464-4511. Like I say, this is not a paid commercial. Tell him, though, that I did mention him on the show. If you do. But really, it's ridiculous how we do that, why we wait and wait and wait.
Yeah.
And think, I just didn't want to deal with it. I kept thinking, they're going to have to yank both these huge sliders out. And I just didn't want to mess with it.
No, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah. And then during the summer, you don't want to do it because all your air conditioners.
Yep.
In fact, the poor guys, they must have thought I was nuts because, he had to open the door to fix. And I'm like staring at him like, you're letting my cold air out of the house.
When are we going to close that? When are we going to close that?
Then I finally walked out of the room. I thought, they've had enough of me. Yeah. But anyway. All right. So anyway, remember that name, Mike Slider Repair. Those guys do a great job. They're on time. Good job. Anyway, let's see. Here's something that will depress most of us. Bill Gates is worth $90.8 billion. He is back to being the richest man in the world.
Jeff, well, it wasn't like a day or a week.
Yeah,
or something.
Right. Yeah. A couple hours. Jeff Bezos, he from Amazon, he was the richest man, but didn't last long. Bill Gates, 61 years old, $90.8 billion.
And a lot of that's going to charity.
I can't even think. No, that's a good thing, huh? I can't even think of those terms. All right, this segment is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Italia, your one-stop sundry shop for healthy and unique items, the boardroom, Gallery 500. It's all right there on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. The library in, where is this? Indio Library is still closed. It's going to be closed until September 11th. So write that down, because they're doing a refresh, which it probably needs. Libraries still get a lot of use, believe it or not, especially after they put all the computers in.
They do. Yeah. I've taken my daughter to the library, yeah. And it wasn't too long ago. And I remember when I got in there, I was like, wow, there's a lot of people still here.
There's a lot. Well, they have all the computer bays now, too, at most of the libraries.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy the library. They're kind of peaceful, and I don't know. There's something about a library. Anyway, the one in Indio is closed. We had Diane Williams on the air last on the golf show. We had her on the golf show last week. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a new chef. I can't wait to have him on and talk to him. Renova Solar, lots of things going on with Renova. I'll be glad when all the schematics are worked out and they get the parking structure at the river open. Lots of things happening at the river as well. Let's see, Desert Entertainer, pick one up free. They're all over the Coachella Valley in their new format. If you need your knives or scissors sharpened, call Tony at 310-365-5444. Let's see. Thai Smile has their summer hours. They are going on right now. Lunch is from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. Dinner 4:30 to 9. And Braille Institute, they are closed, by the way. The Braille Institute has all their summer programs are closed the month of August as a revamp for the season. I don't think the Braille Institute itself is closed. I know they don't have any programs going on. McDonald's, they have the sriracha sauces out. And I think that kind of pretty much covers everybody. Just want to give them all a shout out for... So when you use the sponsors of Traveling with Francoise, please let them know that you are using them. All right, let's see. When we come back, I'm not sure. Has Chris showed up? Or
I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him. I wonder if, because I know he was in Comic-Con last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con. I don't know. We'll see what happens. If not,
is your phone still updating?
Yeah, I know. I have to look at this. Oh, it says hello now. Press. Oh, jeez, don't tell me. Now it's telling me all these things. Continue. Update completed. All right, I'm going to deal with my phone. Oh, it says emergency call. Oh, there's something now for emergency call. There you go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.
The business news leader is 1200 KPSF and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. All right, Chris Spellman did not show up yet with Comic-Con Palm Springs. I know he was in Comic-Con San Diego last weekend, and so we're just going to keep right on going because you never know. It's summer, and people just all of a sudden, whatever they do.
It's just that time.
It is that time, and here's something that happened that upset me, and it upset me only because this takes away from someone else. I had online contest. We have a lot of online contests on our contest page. And we had someone win tickets to Pageant of the Masters. And a big email going with it. So excited, never been, can't wait to go, blah, 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 blah. And they were one of the winners. So sent them out the tickets, told them they won, sent them out the tickets. And I usually wait a day before I send them out so people can answer.
Right.
Didn't hear anything back, so I figured, okay, all is good. Sent them out. And then I get an email this week saying they can't go because they've been out of town for a couple of weeks now.
Oh, wow.
Which really upsets me because now those tickets are sitting in their mailbox.
Right.
I can't give them to anyone
just
else.
Unused and wasted.
They're wasted tickets that someone else could be enjoying.
Right.
I mean, I can't call Pageant and tell them, by the way, can you change everything for me?
Right.
And issue new tickets. And I'm not going to do that because they have so much going on right now.
Yeah.
So don't do that. If you cannot go to something, do not sign up on the website for it. People get all excited. They sign up for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I see it all the time because I look at the email account. I just go in there to clean up all the stuff that's not contest entries. Right. However they get that excited, I don't know.
They're not even really listeners. They're just people just trying to win
stuff. Right, who just sign up for everything. And you see it, boom, boom, boom. They just go to the website and sign up for everything.
Right.
Do not sign up for things if you cannot use them. Please. Because there's other people who are so excited to win and can't wait to go.
I really wanted to go. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that. And I sent them an email. And she said, well, we didn't know we were leaving and that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, you know what? How do you not know you're leaving for a month?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's not a, hey, let's go tomorrow.
Right.
We're gone for another country.
Yeah, gone for a couple days, but for a month?
No.
And you didn't know you were leaving? Yeah, anyway, I whispered. And I don't usually eat, but I did. I said, can someone go to your mailbox and get those tickets?
Yeah.
No, we don't. They're at the post office. So, anyway, that's don't do that.
No good.
Now, with that said, if you would like to go to Comic-Con Palm Springs, I have 2 3-day passes. They're general admission passes. Your name will be at will call. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. You can give us a call at 760-440-8255. Now that I've scared everybody away, they're thinking, oh, my gosh, you better not win. Because
everybody's looking at the camera. Can I really go?
Yeah, can I really go? Or she's going to be mad at us. 760-440-8255. If you want 2 tickets to Comic-Con Palm Springs. Linda Carter is going to be there. A lot of Stan Lee will be there, even though his wife just passed away. He's not missing his Comic-Con stuff. Give us a call, 760-440-8255. You don't have to pick up the tickets. They will be at will call in your name over at the event, and they're good for 3 days. They're 3 days general admission passes, so that takes you in there for a lot. 760-440-8255. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club's Cleaners does it all, even alterations. 10% off your dry cleaning if you go in there and mention Traveling with Francoise. Not on alterations or any of the other stuff, but just the dry cleaning. They're located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, right there on Country Clubs. And Jeannie O is the owner. She's always at the front counter. She's so sweet. So anyway, Country Club Cleaners, check them out. Bristol Farm Shopping Center. And mentioned Traveling with Francoise and get 10% off. So my phone has updated, and then it asked me to do all these things that I didn't care to do in the beginning. Do I want to use my finger as the lock? Do I want to put a passcode in there? I don't do any of that.
I really enjoy the fingerprint.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. I don't know.
I didn't think I would, and I tried it one time a long time ago, and I think maybe it just wasn't a very good feature at that point, and yeah. I started using it again. Yeah, that's how I like my phone.
So how long before your phone locks, though?
Well, I always turn my phone off. I always click the little button just where it turns it off.
So. Every night?
At night? No, I always leave it on.
Oh, yeah. I turn mine off, but I just want it to come back on. I don't want to have to put a fingerprint or a passcode.
The cool thing about mine is to turn mine on, I actually can just put my finger on the back, and it will turn it on. I don't have to turn it on and then put my finger on. I just put my finger on the back.
Well, maybe one of these days. But we did get a text from John in Las Vegas who said, hugs and kisses, loved having you here, and hope you come back soon. Well, yes, I will be back, John. So tell Pee-wee, hey, Pee-wee and Pepe. Oh, they're running around. They hear my voice, and they're running. Running all over.
You need to have another post birthday month party.
Yeah, we can go for John's birthday. We'll do another slot machine tournament. Okay, coming up before we know it, it is going to be the Date Festival. Yes, the Date Festival happens in February. The Date Fair opens up February 16th, but right now they are looking for Queen Scheherazade people, ladies, young ladies to enter the competition, because there's a scholarship award for this, $3,000 if you become the $3,500 for the queen, $3,000 for the princesses. So this is not just about being the queen of the Date Festival,
right,
but there's more involved to this. So they do have the competition is now open. You can go to the website datefest.org to apply to be part of this. I think you have to be under 18 years of age by the time of the Date Festival. There is an age limit. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But anyway, go to the website, datefest.org, and sign up to become the Queen Scheherazade for the pageant and the Magic Carpet Music Scholarship Competition. So they have a lot going on there. Lots of scholarships out there available. You just have to check it out and look for them. All right, the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus, they are having auditions on Tuesday, August 29th at 7 p.m., the open call auditions. I wanted to give you a heads up on the date because they have open rehearsals on Tuesday, August 15th and 22nd at 7 p.m. These are happening at the Mizell Center. So if you want to just go to an audition, or go and listen to them. You can do that at rehearsals. And then go to the audition on Tuesday, August 29th. The chorus is an auditioned volunteer choral ensemble consisting of male singers age 18 and older, gay or gay-friendly. The Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus is comprised of gay and straight allied men of all ethnicities. So if you love to sing, and they are fantastic.
Are they?
They are really good. And they're a large group also. If you want to go, you love to sing, get involved. Go over there. You could just call the Mizell Center for more information. And they do have a website, which is psgmc.com. And I will put this information on Traveling with Francoise. Also, here's something else I found that I thought was quite interesting. The Musical Theater University, and we're going to have David Green on the show, a comprehensive and intensive conservatory training ground for young people grades 8 through 12 from both public and private high schools throughout the Coachella Valley with aspirations in career professional theater. They're holding auditions for its fifth anniversary season. MTU is in residence on the campus of Rancho Mirage High School and is a rigorous after-school program that is free of charge to all participants.
That's cool.
Yeah, so auditions are currently underway, and classes begin September 18th. If you want more information about the Musical Theater University, that number to call is 760-202-6488. So you might want to do that. Let's see. What is this? A YMCA, they are still offering free summer swim classes. I did like that story that KESQ did about pools in the valley. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Because there was some more problems with the pool at Marriott Shadow Ridge.
Oh, really?
There, I guess, some chemicals were in the pool or lack thereof that should have been there. So they took 9 people to the hospital.
Oh, really?
Which were fine.
Right.
But that brought a lot of attention
still
about
scary.
Who is monitoring all these pools.
Right.
Is there an agency that does that? And there is an agency that goes around and they test the pools and make sure all the machines, all the pumps and stuff are working, the filtration systems. So there is a company that does that. So if you're somewhere, you could call your chamber. I'm sure they would let you know who does that because they do these for the city. But find out if there's a public pool that you go to all the time and you're a little worried about it, have it checked out. But they do that. So they should have the rating system like the restaurants, A, B, C.
Right, and just post it on the fence.
Yeah, they totally
should.
This pool is a D, because, or it's an A, and you could tell by looking at it that it's crystal clear. But I did like that story. All right, Living Desert Palm Springs Art Museum, they have that partnership. You can get in one, or if you belong to one, you get in the other one free. That is good through September 4th, Labor Day weekend, which is what, 3 weeks away now? 4 weeks away at the most?
Yeah, it's coming.
That's
quick.
That's it, September. And football. A lot of people are already talking about football. Oh, really? Village Fest, they still are on their summer hours, which that means they start at 7 p.m. and go to 10. And speaking of Village Fest downtown Palm Springs, they had the invasion of all the bugs.
Those little black
ones? Those little
black
bees. Did you get any at your house?
No, I didn't. What's funny is I saw it because it popped up on my news feed. I saw it, I think maybe, I don't remember. I saw it in a couple places.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't seen any of these things. And then what's funny is I saw them. I started seeing them. I had walked with my daughter to her school to register her, and there was like one on my arm, and then I was picking her up from somewhere, and I could see like 3 or 4 on my windshield, and I started seeing them all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Well, Palm Springs had them all over, and people were thinking it was the infestation. It was, in a way.
Yeah.
It had to do with all the rains in the mountains.
Yep.
Probably that and the fire that was up there in the Banning Pass and stuff. You know, when that happens, a lot of stuff is moved around. These bugs move.
A lot of things are displaced.
Right. So they said it has to do. They will go away. I mean, they give them a week or so and they'll all be gone. But people were panicking over these black bugs in Palm Springs. I have not seen a one. The only bug I have seen was that one I was fighting with last night in the garage.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if you have those black beetles in your home and you see them all over the sidewalks and stuff, they're going to go away. They're going to die off and they're going to be gone shortly. But I noticed the cicadas, the bugs that are in the trees that make all the noise.
Those things drive me nuts.
They are in full force right now.
And they like to go on my overhang in my front door.
Can you see them without the shell?
Yeah.
They're brown bugs, right? And they're pretty big.
Yeah, no, they're huge. And they like to dive bomb anybody who walks in or out of my door.
Ow.
But the thing is, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're built like helmets. Like, they hit things hard. They hit things really hard.
Huh. Because I know they leave that shell.
Yeah.
And the shell is identical to what they look like on the trees. You'll see the trees covered with these shells of the cicadas. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I have them. I have on one of my palm tree right out my front. They're all over the side. It's really weird.
Are they the shell?
Yeah, a bunch of shells.
Yeah. So they must not make the noise until they come out of their shell.
And
they
say, so.
Anyway, we have
drive me nuts.
Bugs going on.
And
right
when
now.
They get in the house, have you ever got one in the house before?
No.
It is like it's like somebody let a bird in, because it just flies and just hits things. Not like a bird where it's going to knock things down, but the way it flies into everything,
it makes a lot of noise. One little bug makes a ton of noise.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was doing last night in the garage, making a lot of noise. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have Jazz and the Pines tickets. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Oh, that was a little quick, wasn't it? Yeah. There we go. We'll be right back.
We rock your financial world. Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. This portion of the show is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. They do all my hats, T-shirts, bags, golf bags. They embroider, silk screen, do it all. Give them a call at 760-343-7333. A two-week guarantee, turnaround. And remember, if you use Desert Arc Attire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. Right, Paint El Paseo Pink is not until October, but they have already opened the registration. And it is the Paint El Paseo Pink Walk to Fight Cancer, which is October 14th. But you can go to their website, which is too long for me to say. You can quickly go to desertcancerfoundation.org and look up Paint El Paseo Pink. But I will put this information on the website, Traveling with Francoise. A link right to it, so it'll make it a lot easier for you. Now, I do have Jazz in the Pines tickets to give away, which is next weekend, by the way. I don't know what happened. Jazz in the Pines kind of snuck up on us.
It's all of time right now. Everything seems to be sneaking up.
But I don't know. It was all of a sudden I get an email from Madeline, who's doing the PR, and I guess they had somebody leave up there was a problem and left sort of all that part hanging. But now I know the news and everybody, it's in the paper picking up. But Jazz in the Pines, next weekend, I have a pair of tickets that are good for either Saturday or Sunday. You get to go whatever day you want. If I put them in the mail tomorrow, you'll be fine. You'll get them in plenty of time. So if you want to go to Jazz in the Pines up in Idlewild next Saturday or Sunday, I have two admission tickets available for you. They're just comp tickets. So like I say, you can go either day. It's your choice. Or if you want to go by yourself, you can go both days.
There you go.
Yeah, and use a ticket for the next day. And I have lots of great musicians. We're going to find out more about Jazz in the Pines in the second hour. But our number is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. All right, the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage there next week happens. Well, the second, there's 3 weeks involved with this, but I hear a lot of the restaurants, if you wear your wristband in there, your orange band, they'll give you the discounts and special prices anyway. It's August 11th through 20th. If you want to know what restaurants are involved in the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage, you can go to the website Desert. Well, you don't want to go Desert Restaurant Goop. Let me see here. Here we go. TasteOfSummerRanchoMirage.com. And that is on the website Traveling with Francoise. Also happening, Palm Springs Air Museum offers Rogue One, a second Friday flick on the largest indoor LED high-definition screen in the Coachella Valley. Rogue One happens on Friday, August 18th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the film starts at 7. It is $5 per person, and just to go into the Palm Springs Air Museum is a ton of fun. Kids 5 and under are free, but they must be accompanied by a paying adult. Entrance to the Miles Hangar is from the parking lot just south of the main entrance. Buy tickets at the door. So go see on Friday, August 18th, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And that is at the Palm Springs Air Museum. Comic-Con, we talked about it. Chris obviously hasn't recovered from Comic-Con Palm Springs. We've had Chris Spellman on before a couple times. That is Saturday, and it's actually Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 25th through 27th. This is going to be a big, big thing at the Convention Center in Palm Springs. Linda Carter will be there along with so many other celebs and stars. And you have a chance to win tickets. We had VIP winner on our website, and that was Gary Schwartz. So, all right. Sean, we have a winner.
Yes, you do. You have Justin from Indio.
Okay. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually on my lunch break, so I'm glad I caught you.
Well, good. I'm glad you caught us also. So have you been to Jazz in the Pines before?
I have not. I'm very interested. It sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it is really, really cool. It's up there, of course, in Idlewild. It takes, an hour or so to get there. And you're out in this amphitheater outside, and there's all these different kind of musicians and vendors and stuff. It's really a lot of fun. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. My wife and I will enjoy it very much.
Thank All right. You. Well, you guys have a great time. Remember, these tickets are good either day. They're good for Saturday or Sunday, whichever day you choose to go.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Stay on the line and make sure Sean has all your information. I'll mail those out to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. So Justin won those tickets. Now, like I said, I still have Comic-Con passes. They are two passes, general admission passes, good for all 3 days of Comic-Con. If you want those, you can give us a call at 760-440-8255 for Comic-Con Palm Springs. This is going to be one of those things, the closer it gets, you are going to be sorry that you didn't win those tickets. Yeah, you're going to say, why didn't I do that? You watch, and then everybody will be asking me for tickets like they do when something gets close and they didn't win. They'll say, Francoise, do you have any more of those tickets left? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Pageant of the Masters, that goes until August 31st. The Grand Tour is the show. It's a great show on the grounds of the Festival of the Arts. They just spent $10 million redoing that festival. So definitely check it out if you've never been to Laguna Beach. Beautiful in Laguna Beach. And so tickets are, the information actually is on the website. There's a link to that for Pageant of the Masters. And remember, the show, Pageant of the Masters, is airing now on Fox 11. Noon on Thursdays, 5:30 a.m. on Fridays. And for any of the past episodes, there's 7 of them now of the television show. Just go to the Traveling with Francoise website. On the homepage there is a television that says click here, and that will take you straight over to the page, our television page, in case you don't notice that there's toolbar up at the top. Tried to make it as easy as possible, because we do get a little lazy, don't we? All right, Experience the Living Desert After Hours. They still have the Starry Nights going on over there until September. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's every Saturday night. And so check it out at the Living Desert. Each Saturday they will feature a different theme, tacos and tequila, along with all sorts of fun stuff. So if you want more information, go to the Living Desert website, livingdesert.org. And it looks like we have a winner for those Comic-Con tickets that Sean is talking to them right this very moment. Don't forget, Living Desert has the tours, the Summer Chill Tour, and these are going on until September 30th. Again, for more information, go to the website livingdesert.org. And Modernism Week, their tickets are up for sale now for all of their things coming up. They have more and more things, events associated with Modernism Week. And to check that out, to Modernism Week, go to their website, modernismweek.com. It looks like some of these are going to be the same weekend. Well, no, that's the weekend before, so we're good, because I'll be out in Borrego Springs. Some of it will be on that weekend for the Borrego Days Desert Festival. I'll be out there with that, and you should book your hotel room now, because we are going to have a few local bands out there this year in Borrego Springs. So you can go to borregodays.com and check it out and book your hotel stays now. And we also have the Oasis Festival, which will be happening August 7th and 8th. And this will be over at the Empire Polo Club. Remember, no desert trip this year, but you can go to the website and get those tickets. Desert Oasis Music Festival. This is going to be more of a hip-hop, R&B artist, punk, reggae, all sorts of different type of music. Sean, we have a winner for Comic-Con?
You did. It was choppy.
Well, and you were on the phone, and I told people you were on the phone for a while. Who was it?
It was Shannon from DHS.
Oh, okay. Shannon all excited?
Yes, he was. Very much excited.
Very cool. Okay. Well, Shannon, congratulations. You won those tickets to 3-day passes to Comic-Con Palm Springs. All right. So Justin, Shannon are both winners this hour of the show. Next hour of the show, I have some more Jazz in the Pines tickets for you to give away, and a lot more. So stick around, and we'll be right back. We're going to shift into travel mode right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.